This is The Guardian.
Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal land with the full story. As Australians watch Donald Trump continue to crack down on migrants, a private prison company used by ICE in the US has taken over detention centres in Australia.
I think it's fair to say that this is an incredibly difficult issue to report on. It's like a black hole. It's like trying to get blood out of a stone here.
Staff inside the Australian detention centres have now highlighted safety concerns, including a rise in sexual assaults.
Workers told me there's a feeling of a lack of safety, they allege.
And as the company faces allegations of gross negligence in the US, questions remain about the Albanese government's decision to put the company in charge of Australia's detention regime.
There have been calls from asylum seeker advocacy groups and others for the contract to be ended.
Today, Chief Investigations Correspondent Christopher Norse and Investigations Reporter Ariel Bogle on the link between Australian immigration detention centres and ICE. It's Tuesday, the 17th of February.